Gold was one of the gifts the wise men brought to Jesus. On today's Creation Moment, we take a look at the unique chemical properties of gold and see why it was indeed a gift fit for a king. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
It is a lustrous yellow-colored metal and is almost chemically inert. It is this lack of chemistry, coupled with its rarity, that gives it its value. Gold is almost completely unreactive to the sort of agents that normally corrode metals, such as water or acids. It will, however, react with aqua regia, a blend of nitric and hydrochloric acids. Because of this unreactivity, gold is found as a native metal, not as a compound or ore. Most gold that is mined is stored as bullion, but its attractiveness and monetary value make it useful in jewellery. Because gold has such a large atom, it has a great many electron orbitals. The outer orbitals are very large for atoms, so an electron in the 5d orbital can reach speeds approaching the speed of light. The transition of an electron from the 5d to 6s orbital requires a photon of energy. However, by analogy with the transition from 4D to 5S in silver, this ought not to alter the basic silver colour of the metal. But the speed of the 5D orbital is such that there is a relativistic effect causing this transition to absorb a photon in the blue range of the visible spectrum. With blue light thus absorbed, gold appears, well, gold-coloured. Gold is a metal fit for a king. That's why the wise men brought some to the child Jesus.
Visit us at creationmoments.com and enter your email address at the bottom to get your free copy of Ian Taylor's latest ebook, 25 Short Answers to Big Questions About Creation, or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.